Hi guys, here is a talk I had with Dr. Anthony Samsel from Cambridge, Massachusetts, regarding the use of chloropicrin as a fumigant and a soil sterilizer for farming of fruits like strawberry or blueberry or something in Prince Edward Island, based on requests received from there, from Malcolm and others. Whether this is a good thing to do. They want to resist this new pesticide to be introduced in a province where the pesticide load already is quite high. So here is the talk with Dr. Samsel. Dr. Samsel, I called you for some issues with regard to Prince Edward Island in east coast of Canada.
Yeah.
And there is something going on there with regard to pesticides. And, you know, after we went to speak there, there's been a lot of grassroots movements coming up, testing for the glyphosate is going on, etc., etc. So, one of these issues that is happening there is the government apparently is planning to introduce one more pesticide in some fruit orchard, either blueberry or raspberry or strawberry. And the new pesticide is called, not new pesticide, the name of the pesticide is
chloropicrin.
C-H-L-O-R-O-P-I-C-R-I-N, and in bracket, capital P-S.
Yeah, I've used chloropicrin. Chloropicrin is a World War One war gas.
So does it hurt humans? I suppose if it is used in...
The gas is a war gas that they used in World War One to kill soldiers with. Chloropicrin is used as a soil sterilant. Chloropicrin is mixed with methyl bromide, which is a lacrimator. It makes you cry. It's a tearing agent.
How do you spell lacrimator?
Lacrimator. It's tear gas essentially.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but methyl bromide is a tear gas. There's a whole bunch of tear gases that are brominated compounds, but they mix methyl bromide with chloropicrin.
Okay.
And then they inject the chemical underneath rubber tarps, plastic tarps, to sterilize the soil before planting strawberries and different fruits. That kills the soil bacteria. It kills all of disease, viruses, disease organisms, nematodes. It kills everything.
So is it, it doesn't kill just bad things, it kills indiscriminately, right?
It kills indiscriminately.
So is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, you'd be better off with steam sterilization.
What is steam sterilization?
Steam sterilization is using a portable steam generating plant, and use the same kind of tarps on the ground, plastic or rubber tarps. They cover an area and they seal it, the edges, and then they inject steam in that tented area, and they keep live steam flowing in there, and it reaches the soil. It penetrates the soil, and it reaches a temperature above the boiling point of water, and it steam sterilizes the toxins that are in the earth. You know, if it's nematodes, a bacteria, or fungi.
I see. The fruit trees are that vulnerable that it cannot survive on its own in nature at all. You need to do all these things before you plant your fruit trees, is it?
Well, with strawberries, they're very susceptible to disease. And like I said, they'd be better off steam, if they could, steam sterilize instead of using chemical sterilization agents.
And,
I mean, They've been banning the use of chemical sterilization agents in a lot of places. But in the old days, before they had chemical sterilants, soil sterilants, they used steam sterilization. And that's, you know, that's just steam. It's not harsh chemicals.
And it doesn't leave traces behind.
And it doesn't leave traces behind. You're right, Tony.
So the reason one would use chemicals today is because the poisonous chemicals, unfortunately, are cheaper than steam, or what?
Well, they're quick. They're somewhat effective, and they're marketed.
So there is no money in steam. There is money in poison gas.
There's money in poison gas because it's easier to deploy.
I see.
Steam sterilization. You need a mobile steam
generator
boiler to generate the steam. They're packaged efficient boiler units that come trailerized. They're made in the U.S. and other countries, and they trail it around, and they use them for steam cleaning, and they can use them for soil sterilization. I mean, it's not like the technology doesn't exist. The technology does exist, but these farms, they find it a quick and dirty way to sterilize the soil so that they can get a crop going.
I see, but the effect on the people or the environment would be bad if you use the chemical compared to if you did not, right?
Yeah, nobody should be breathing this stuff.
Nobody should be breathing. So once the tarp is removed, I mean, the gas is, maybe there is sterilizing the animals, but the gas is still remaining gas, and it is eventually going to escape out of the soil into the atmosphere, isn't it?
Into the atmosphere, and somebody's going to breathe it somewhere.
Shoot. Yeah, and Anthony, this pesticide, according to government figures, what I can tell in Prince Edward Island, compared to the nearby provinces, if you divide the total amount of pesticide, all kinds of pesticide used in a year by the population, it turns out that the surrounding provinces, the people are exposed to approximately 1 kilogram, which is, a little over 2 pounds of pesticide.
2.2 pounds.
Yeah, 2.2 pounds of pesticide, roughly 1 kilogram per person per year. But in Prince Edward Island, it's more than five. So that's already 500% higher than the maritime provinces, which is already higher than the rest of Canada, I think. So to add one more, especially there with some people call it the cancer capital of Canada or this or that kind of capital in Canada. So these people who are trying to resist and they want some information, I recorded this conversation casually, but may I edit it and put it up for them to listen to and present this evidence and tell those government agents, whoever they are, to use steam generating plants to for the same purpose, even if it is slow or cost more money, ultimately is better for the people.
This is true. If it were my choice, I would definitely recommend steam sterilization for the soil, as opposed to the use of these chemical soil sterilants.
All right, so I will type it out, but do you mind if I put it up as a podcast so that I don't have to retype the whole thing?
That's fine, Tony.
So there you have it, folks, from Dr. Anthony Samsel. And with that, I will take your leave. You can check links on my blog, as well as you can Google it yourself and search for chloropicrin or steam used for soil sterilization and many other things, including covering the ground after some preparation with plastic and then burying the ends and keeping the place warm and letting the sunlight do the job of of basically raising the soil temperature to the point that all these things die out. I mean, there are a lot of materials, a lot of non-toxic ways available for sterilization of the soil. You just have to have the will and the intention to try organic methods instead of pump chemical after chemical after chemical into the soil, into the air, into the water, and then keep on passing, signing pieces of paper saying it's okay. Anyhow, my time is up and I'll be happy to listen to any comments. You can send it at tony.mitra@gmail.com. And with that, I shall bid you a very good night.